The Court and the Cross. The Religious Rights Crusade to Reshape the Supreme Court. By Frederick S. Lane. Published by Beacon Press, Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2008 by Frederick S. Lane. This book is dedicated to the memory of Thomas Jefferson for his devotion to the principles of freedom of religion and the separation of church and state, and to the memory of Alexander Hamilton for his powerful advocacy on behalf of a strong and independent federal judiciary. Introduction. God wants me to be president. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. United States Constitution, Amendment 1. On Sunday, April 29, 2007, a 5-hour prayer service was held in Virginia Beach, not far from where 20th Street crosses Atlantic Avenue. The service was the culmination of a 4-day event called the Assembly 2007, a gathering of evangelical Christians organized by Reverend John Jimenez, the leader of the nearby Christian evangelical ministry known as Rock Church International. In speech after speech, evangelical leaders ringingly declared that the arrival of the English settlers in 1607 marked the day when America was first claimed for Jesus Christ. The Reverend Joe Barton, executive pastor at Rock Church, told the audience, "We have to educate the American public about the accurate facts about the founding of our nation. America was birthed with a prayer meeting." The Reverend Pat Robertson, the famed televangelist host of the 700 Club and founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network, was even more emphatic. "Praise God Almighty. This is a great day. We are here at a historic moment. This is the 400..."